We're in the Glen Book. It is the pink. It's a Liverpool of 1-2-0 against Como. Yeah. I just lost that there for a second. 1906 or 1907. I can't quite remember what their year is to start things. They played some nice stuff around the corners, by the way, over the course of the game. I thought, I've got Joel Penny, I've got Jack Ray, I've got John Gibbons. But John, let's start with what will be everyone's number one takeaway, which is, for 60 million quid, Jeremy Jacquet could be a bargain.
He's brilliant. He's fantastic. There was a moment in the first two or three minutes where he's just great on the ball, and you think, he just looks so composed. And for a man who's not played a competitive game for, you know, 4 or 5 months, whatever it is, you know, you just thought he looks so sharp. But then you say, well, let's see if he can defend. And then his defending was absolutely spot on as well. I've got a theory that he's been fine for a month and we've just been holding him back. You know, like, not wanting to let anyone know that, like, don't tell anyone about him. He's our little secret. And he's like, boss, I'll play. Like, no, you're not allowed. And then they thought, we'll have to give him a little one out.
Like Dash in The Incredibles.
Yeah.
But he just erased at the end.
Well, unbelievable. Yeah, he just haven't wanted to tell the world. But the cat's out the bag. He's the best defender probably that we've got. Harsh on Verge, but listen, he's going to have to roll with the punches. Now, honestly, I thought he was absolutely brilliant, and so excited to see more of him because he looks like he's got everything.
Jack Ray, the cat's out the bag. He looks splendid. He really does.
Yeah. I came into it today really worried, thinking who's going to part of Van Dijk next week. Surely it can't be Endo. I came into the second game today thinking, all right, get a look at least 45 minutes, both new centre-halves. There is no doubt in my mind Jacquet has to start next week. Even if he plays 75, 80 minutes, he has to. And looking at Araujo, I didn't have to be about him, but really rash. Inside the ball came anywhere near him. Jacquet is just the absolute epitome of composure. He was one right in front of me in the first half where he went to ground, got up, and was quicker than the attacker to get the ball. And he drove with it and laid it off. And I thought, we signed some player here. So really looking forward to watching him next week, hopefully.
He's done everything you want to do. I'm going back to Araujo there for Jack. I think Jack's been a bit harsh. But you can understand comparing the two of them and feeling as though, you know, Jacquet looks in that moment better. It's a lovely finish for his goal as well. My big thing was composure is everything. And he just looked like he was so composed, Joel.